All right, I'm obviously fired up about this week. I think our coaching staff and our players have worked their asses off to get to this point, and we're excited about getting out there on Sunday and competing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those guys have had a ton of reps together out of practice in an ideal situation. They all play together throughout the preseason games, but that didn't happen. But, you know, those guys are starting to develop a good chemistry with one another, and I'm comfortable with where we're at. I think he's improved every day. He's been a Brown. He's really dedicated himself onto the practice field and in the classroom. I think he had some great NFL experiences throughout the preseason. That's only going to make him a better football player. And he'll play. You know, how much he plays will depend on how the game unfolds. So that's impossible to predict. But he's a part of some of our packages. I think a lot of those moments were things that he can learn from. And we wanted to see how he would react in certain situations. And I think he did. I think he did a great job. I mean, playing corner is probably the hardest position to play in this league outside of playing quarterback. And it's a process. And I'm happy with where he's at right now. Dez right now is day to day. Pet will talk more about the injury stuff with you guys. But I'm happy with Armani. There's a couple other guys that have some position flexibility that we could slide out and play our big end spot if we need to. We're fortunate that the Steelers like to run the football some, so we have some big bodies in there that we can roll across that defensive line. I mean, I have a ton of respect for Ben. I mean, his resume speaks for himself. He's a different kind of dual threat quarterback, and when I say that, he's a threat to hurt you when he's in the pocket, because he can execute the offense and take what the defense gives him. And he can also get outside of the pocket, extend plays, and hurt you downfield. So he's had a lot of success, obviously, doing both throughout his career. He's a problem for guys when you pressure him to get him on the ground, or at least get him on the ground before he gets rid of the football. The rules kind of favor him a little bit there, because you can only hit him in that middle area. And he's obviously a big, strong guy with great balance that has been able to ward off tacklers throughout his whole career and make plays. I'm not nervous. I'm anxious. I mean, Pet and I have been together for a while now. And it's different because we're both on the sideline together. Last year, he was on the sideline. I was up in the box. But we communicate well on game day. We'll probably mix and match who calls what. And that's what we did throughout the preseason. That worked pretty well for us. And go from there. It's good. I mean, it's a great resource for us to have, and it's a competitive advantage, because he's not scared to speak his mind, and you know, he sees it sometimes from a different perspective because he's not with us every day. So, I mean, 90% of his emails are right on, and you listen to him, and the other 10% go in one ear, out the other ear, because of how he says it. Oh, he'll tell you every play you need to rep for all 3 days in practice, give you the play numbers. I mean, the iPad was the worst thing ever invented for when it came to, because he's watching the game before you're even home. And, you know, you'll get an email Sunday night about what you should have done, what you should have did in this situation, or who screwed it up. But it's actually grown to the whole defensive staff gets them now. So everybody gets the Mike Pettine Senior emails. The worst thing you can do is respond. I think third down's an area where we've always been able to be successful. But again, I think it starts on early downs. You got to stop the run early and get them in the third and longer situations. If you allow an offense to be in third and two, third and three, third and four all day, those are tough downs for a defense. If you get them in third and seven plus, the percentages are on your side as a defensive football team. But I think our ability to mix pressure, mix rush, mix coverage is all stuff we've been able to do to take advantage of offenses on third down. Joe's been great. Whatever we ask of Joe, Joe's 100% on board, and he's going to do what's best for this football team and for this defense. And we're going to mix and match them. That's what we did with Darrell when we were in New York. And we'll play Joe similar to the way we played Darrell. Yeah, I mean, anytime you put a guy with wide receiver ability in the backfield, you know, you could potentially create a mismatch problem where you get that guy on a linebacker. So that's the challenge. That's the biggest challenge that it presents. I mean, it's the same thing teams have been doing with Reggie Bush and Sproles. You know, you get those scat back type guys that are dynamic in the open field and, you know, quick as a hiccup, you know, they can give linebackers problems. Yeah, I don't want to put a number on it. Armani's a guy that we liked a lot in Buffalo coming out of the draft. We were excited when we came here to coach him. Coach Weaver's done a great job with him. And he's a guy that has some position flexibility that we can move around, take advantage of some mismatch stuff. But I would expect Armani to have a good year in our defensive system. I think when those guys walked in the locker room, obviously they have instant credibility because of the resumes. But they've exceeded my expectations when it comes to the leadership role. And in my years in the NFL, they've been the two best I've been around.